Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hello, I'm Rhonda Branch. I'm your guest host, sitting in for Vicki Winterton. I'm so excited today that we have author, speaker, musician, Lorna Bright. Lorna Bright has done a new book, and it's so exciting. It's a number one bestseller book, God's Top 10 List. It should be a school textbook. If it was, the world would be a better place. And this is what Dan Jones said, and I agree with Dan. Author Lorna Bright's most recent book was inspired by her journey into the desert. Lorna is also a speaker, a very dynamic speaker, and she's also an award-winning songwriter. She has recorded 3 CDs of original music. What a blessing. Welcome, Lorna Bright. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Rhonda. Thanks for including me in your broadcast.
Of course. We love having people who are changing the world, such as yourself, and you're doing it in a very powerful way. So, Lorna, tell us, what is your passion and your purpose in life?
Well, wow, passion is a big, juicy subject, isn't it, Rhonda?
Yes, it is.
That word passion has a lot of different meanings for many people, but I have to say I've always been passionate about living life to the fullest, and that has inspired me to open doors that I never thought I'd go through. It's motivated me to make changes in my life, a lot of changes, and therefore achieve some really amazing experiences. Just that basic passion of wanting to live life to the fullest has encouraged me to move beyond any kind of self-imposed limitations or difficulties, or and to use what I have to be resourceful and in order to keep growing and expanding and learning and evolving. And what I mean by that is that, you know, Rhonda, I've been in a lot of workshops and a lot of seminars about how to find your passion. And there's always a time in the workshop where they want you to write down what you like to do or what you're good at. And the idea is to get the juices flowing about what you're really charged up about. But all those things, at least for me, are on the physical material level. I like to write songs, to paint, to teach, things like that. But true passion isn't found outside ourselves. It's not just a physical stimulation or a mental obsession. True passion is deep within us. True passion is a very deep and fluid and flowing, authentic thing. So I'd sit in these workshops and do the techniques, and I'd say, okay, is my passion to be an author? Is it to be a speaker? Is it to be a teacher? And the only thing that ever came to me throughout all these years, I'm telling you this for the first time, Rhonda, that the only thing that I really knew that I wanted to do, that I felt passionate about, was to walk on the beach. Every single time, that's what would come to me. I want to walk on the beach. And I'd get really down about that. I'd think, wow, are you really that selfish? Are you lazy? And then I'd start psychoanalyzing myself. Am I shy? Am I fearful? All of that. And, of course, that just gets you all tied up in knots. But then I went through some experiences that really put the brakes on my mind and on my body and my career. And that time period of my life caused me to just let go and let it be. And I thought, okay, that's what's coming to me. That's what feels right. I'm just going to let that be. That's what feels good to walk on the beach, but let's dig deeper. What does it really mean? And as soon as I let go and I let that be, okay, my passion is that I want to walk on the beach. Then all of these things began flooding into my heart and mind. And I realized that that was signifying, that was symbolizing something to me, that walking on the beach meant I wanted to have a sense of freedom and feeling alive. Of course, freedom shows up in a lot of different ways for different people. It might be financial freedom or being free in your career or having your own business, like it meant for me. Walking on the beach meant that I wanted to be surrounded by beauty and creativity, which I've always done. And I surrounded myself with creativity, my own and that of others. I spent 11 years in the Nashville music business working as a songwriter and in various arms of the music business like artist development and music publishing, so surrounding myself with creativity. Walking on the beach meant that I wanted to cherish my health and my vitality, so I've always been open to what enhances my energy and feeds and nourishes my body. And also, walking on the beach symbolized for me that it was a way of drawing closer to my spiritual self. Whenever I walk on the beach, it allows me to wash away whatever's troubling me and to open to a greater understanding. So all of those things that I wanted really didn't have to happen on a beach. I mean, I've been living in the Sonoran Desert for over 16 years now, you know. But I know that being in the desert opened me to this understanding of what my subconscious mind was really telling me, and that I was led to this place because that's where I wrote my book. So that's my passion, walking on the beach.
Wonderful.
In the middle of the desert.
Love that story. So, Lorna, when did you start writing?
Well, I actually started out as a songwriter. And, of course, I started writing songs when I was a teenager, but it wasn't until later that I found success as a songwriter. I was actually living in Honolulu, really walking on the beach, and writing songs and submitting them through the mail, so you can tell how long ago that was. But I'd get a form letter from L.A., but Nashville publishers would quite often send me a personal letter. I mean, they'd tell me about how they had been stationed in Hawaii, or they'd had their honeymoon there. They were in a band that played in a hotel in Waikiki, and telling me these personal stories. And I really made a lot of friends just through those letters. And it reminded me of growing up in central Indiana and Midwest hospitality and just the friendliness. But more than that, it was about the Nashville music business, which is mostly country music, is all about telling the story. It's all about moving that story along. So I left Hawaii and I moved to Nashville. I only had 3 songs in my pocket, and I quickly had those published and recorded, and then I set about learning the craft of songwriting. And all those years in Nashville really helped me to learn how to communicate and how to take people along with me in my thought process, just like moving a story along. And I left Nashville mainly because I was interested in spiritual things, and my life was pretty hectic, pretty fast moving, and I wanted to take a break from that to just read and study so I could learn more about some of the teachers and the teachings that I was curious about. So, and that adventure of moving out of Nashville is quite a story in itself, but I thought I'd end up somewhere along the Pacific coast, like Santa Cruz or maybe up in Seattle. But instead, I met some snowbirds that were on their way to Arizona, and I caravaned down here with them to a little town I'd never heard about called Yuma. I didn't even know that Yuma was a real town. I thought it was made up for Western movies, but it was here in the middle of the Sonoran Desert that I wrote my first book, and it's a deeper look at the Ten Commandments. And as you might remember, Rhonda, the children of Israel, after Moses had led them out of slavery in Egypt, wandered in the desert for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to the desert and also wandered, at least spiritually, for a time. But the desert is where, you know, it's so open and expansive. It really calls you to be just that, open and expansive. And it gave me a sense of freedom and feeling alive in these wide open spaces. And it's here where I really opened my heart and my mind to take a deeper look at something that really I wasn't all that interested in, but I found some really good stuff in there.
What a beautiful testimony. Thank you for sharing that. And what challenges have you faced with your writing?
Oh, well, one of my biggest challenges with this book especially has been that I actually began it just as a journal, as a personal journal. So it really is my thought process in working through these ancient edicts. I'm not a theologian or anything, and taking a deeper look at them and seeking to find how they would relate to my life and if they could help me to live a happier and more fulfilling life. And I really was a reluctant scribe for this project, but I realized early on that I was uncovering some really deep universal truths, and that's what catapulted me into going further and seeing the project all the way through all of the Ten Commandments. It was a big project. Really, I was fearful that I would get maybe halfway through and that what I was finding wouldn't hold true with the rest of the commandments, that I was finding these universal principles within the first commandment and then within the second and then the third and the fourth. But every day I would sit down and write, I thought, what if I get halfway through this and the rest of them are just what they are, which is fine, but where does that leave my book? It would be like half of the story. So I was open to that. I thought, well, that's what it is. But as it turned out, and this is what thrilled me, every morning when I would wake up to write, the universal principles continued to build all the way through the Ten Commandments. And it really, really was an amazing journey.
Wonderful. And what do you hope readers will take away from your book? And tell our audience the name of your new book again.
The name of my book is God's Top 10 List, The Cosmic Code for Enlightened Living. And as I said, there are 10 universal principles underlying each one of the commandments, and they are life-changing, each one of them. Just one of them can enhance your life and help you to live happier and in a more fulfilling way. But the thing that fascinated me most in writing the book is that when I opened my heart and my mind, I mean, really tried to clear out my preconceived ideas, old beliefs, old ways of thinking, as well as my current opinions and ideas and personal preferences, it was like a whole world opened up to me. Every morning, I would sit in Big Pink, as I call her. She's a 1950s chaise lounge chair. She's big and she's pink and even has heat and massage. She's very comfortable. And before I would open my journal, I would just close my eyes, take a few deep breaths, and come fully into that time, that moment. And when I felt like I was all there, if you know what I mean, truly just a clear slate, open and receptive, then I would open the Bible and read only that commandment that I was considering. Nothing before it, nothing after it, no commentaries, no other books, just that. And then I would close the book and just sit there again for quite a while sometimes. And after a while, thoughts and images would come to my mind, which a lot of times were kind of strange because that's the way my creative process is. I'd be like, why am I thinking about Rice Krispie treats or the lawn ornaments from the front lawn when I was growing up? Or why am I thinking about snorkeling off the coast of Maui? And I guess that's my subconscious mind working out a solution or answer, because after a while, it would all come together for me in my own crazy quilt way of getting there. All of those things somehow led me to a deeper understanding of a particular commandment. So what I hope readers will take away from my book is that, first of all, if you're seeking answers to anything, you will find them. You can find those answers within yourself if you truly are seeking to find them. But you've got to be clear and honest with yourself. I'm not talking about validating preference or a passion. I'm talking about going within and plugging
right.
into that universal truth that's within each one of us. If there's something that's in your life that's not fitting together, maybe something that you've been told you should do or that you shouldn't do or that you're supposed to do, and it seems to go against your heart and mind, just take a few minutes in the morning before you turn on the TV or look at your phone and sit in your most comfortable chair and truly, honestly empty your heart and mind, just like you were clearing audience members out of an amphitheater, and then see what comes forward. Of course, I'm not talking about just doing it once or twice. If you're serious, do it consistently for many days, maybe even months, depending on what you're dealing with. And, Rhonda, that reminds me of something that I learned from songwriting many, many years ago that helped me not only in my writing but in my everyday life. And that is that sometimes you're just going to stare at a blank page. No brilliant lines or revolutionary truths or even aha moments or clear-cut answers are going to reveal themselves. But that doesn't mean there isn't activity going on. Quite the contrary. You set the wheels in motion. Some people would say you've set your intention. And sometimes, depending on what's going on in your life, the Google search takes quite a while. But you keep coming back every day, and one day it all spills out on the page.
Wonderful. Great advice. What impact would you like to see your book have on the world?
Well, my book is written in a very easy to read. It's really kind of lighthearted, and there's a lot of humor in it. But really down deep, I'd like for my book to stand as an example that you have to dig a little deeper for the truth, sometimes a whole lot deeper, especially when it comes to ancient texts like the Torah or the Quran or the Bhagavad Gita. In our world today, we're so used to having things right at our fingertips and things that happen instantly that we're, you know, sometimes we give up too easily or we think we know what it says just after a cursory reading. But if something's really important to you, no matter if it's something pertaining to material things like how to grow your business or if it's something pertaining to spiritual things like what I studied, a cursory reading is just the beginning. You kind of just catch the surface level of things there. But most often, in order to get to the good stuff, you've got to dig deeper, and it's always worth it. But most importantly, I'd like for my book to help to create a dialogue between all religions and philosophies and really all people about the truths that we hold in common. I've been calling them universal truths because I truly believe that if we dig deeper into some of these ancient writings that seem so obscure or outdated and seem to divide us, that we can find truths that surpass time and traditions and cultures.
Wonderful. And how do our listeners connect with you, Lorna Bright?
They can connect with me via email at lorna@lornabright.com. And I'm always willing to talk on a one-to-one basis about the 10 life principles in my book, or I'm always available for spiritual counseling, so they can contact me via email if they're interested in that. And there's a contact page on my website, lornabright.com, and I'm on Facebook.
Wonderful. And tell us one more time the name of your powerful and wonderful book. I want to make sure everybody goes on to Amazon or run out to their bookstores and get your book because it is wonderful.
Thank you. The name of the book is God's Top 10 List, The Cosmic Code for Enlightened Living.
Thank you for joining us again, Lorna Bright. And I want to thank our listeners for joining us today. If you'd like to discover more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global communities and broadcasts, go to getei.com. Have a wonderful week. And again, thank you, Lorna Bright, for joining us today.